KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust in Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Another hot day today. Heat advisory in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Afternoon highs about 105. Heat index to about 110. Temperatures won't fall below triple digits till about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. Morning low tomorrow, 73. Sunday, another hot day, high about 103. Chickasha police have arrested a suspect in connection with the College Heights Baptist Church burglary. The story tops today's cool news. Investigators have made an arrest in connection with the recent break-in of College Heights Baptist Church. Chickasha police arrested 29-year-old Patrick Don French on a burglary complaint. He was booked in the Grady County Jail Friday night. No details of the arrest were available. The church was burglarized about a week ago. Authorities posted a number of pictures from video surveillance showing the suspect in a vehicle he might have been driving. French's mugshot closely resembles the suspect in the video. French, who was last known to be from the Moore area, has a prior record in Grady County, pleading guilty to a felony charge for false personation, in which he received a 5-year deferred sentence. He also pleaded guilty to some misdemeanor drug charges. French to spend the weekend in jail. It'll be up to prosecutors to determine what, if any, charges French may face, and French could have his initial appearance in court on Monday. A Chickasha man jailed on a $500,000 bond after his arrest following a volatile domestic disturbance. 47-year-old Michael Shane McConnell facing a half dozen charges, including burglary and assault. A police affidavit filed in Grady County District Court indicates Chickasha police were called to a home about 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon near 13th and Florida. A woman alleged McConnell choked her, broke into her house, and grabbed her cell phone while she tried to call police. McConnell then left the home with another woman, and while police were investigating, officers were told that McConnell and the other woman were west of Norridge and that McConnell was threatening to shoot himself. McConnell left the area on foot but was located following a brief search by Ninicaw police and Grady County Sheriff's deputies. McConnell surrendered without incident. He is to return to court August 27th to announce his attorney, and a preliminary hearing conference is set for September the 5th. Firefighters battled flames in oppressive heat for several hours in a huge grass fire north of Sorrel yesterday. A few firefighters had to be treated for heat exhaustion as the temperatures climbed to near record highs, up around 110 degrees. Dozens of fire crews from Sorrel, Cement, Anadarko, Apache, New Hope, and Fletcher fire departments also battled rugged terrain. Crews did get some air support to aid their mission. There was minimal property damage. The flames destroyed an abandoned home as well as a children's playhouse. In all, about 200 acres of charred grassland left behind. Fire officials say the area may smolder for several days. The fire reportedly caused by a blown power line transformer. A handful of homes did lose power. Chickasha's future growth relies on supporting current business and industry and developing a vibrant downtown. That's according to Mayor Chris Mosley, who presented his first State of the City address to business leaders Friday. Mosley said it's very difficult to recruit companies that provide 100 or more good-paying jobs. Instead of going after those companies, Mosley said,
we need to improve our existing industry, which would include recruitment of complementing industry to our existing industry. These new corporate citizens should be here to improve our current stakeholders in Chickasha and by making them more efficient and more profitable.
Mosley and city leaders are also aggressively looking at ways to make big improvements to downtown to create an arts and entertainment venue to attract tourism dollars. The plan includes finding grants and private funding that can help with downtown development. A business development group has wasted no time in finding a new leader. The Chickasha Economic Development Council expected to name a new director soon. Chickasha Mayor Chris Mosley said the EDC may have a special meeting next week to announce the new administrator. Former EDC Director Christy Elkins resigned the post last month after nearly 6 years on the job. She's now the Economic Development Manager for Oklahoma Gas and Electric. Screaming engines, flying dirt, and appreciative fans, all part of a big monster truck event at the Grady County Fairgrounds last night. Fans were treated to more than 2 hours of these overbuilt trucks in the Monster Truck Summer Nationals, drivers competing for $50,000 in prize money. The show included the world's largest monster truck, Sergeant Smash, and a truck that transforms into a fire-breathing, car-eating dinosaur. Two-time world champion Equalizer also part of the weekend show. If you missed last night's program, there's another one tonight at the Grady County Fairgrounds. The pit area opens at 6:30 for pictures, and the show starts at 8. Tickets are available at the gate. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Michael Chavers, Andrea Chavers, and Tommy Howell with the Grady County Disabled American Veterans on our Cool Conversation program. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, this week's guest is Chickasha School's Athletic Director and High School Football Coach Jerry Don Bray. We have links to both programs at our website. Go to cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast, another hot day ahead. Heat advisory until 9 o'clock tonight. Afternoon high could reach about 105 with heat index values to about 110. Evening temps will be around 100 till about 8 or 9 o'clock. Morning low tomorrow, 73. Sunday, still above triple digits, about 103. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. In sports, a high school sports magazine continues asking fans to vote on their favorite football players. Linebackers on the ballot this week for Vipe Magazine's Southwest Edition. Among the players in this region on the list, Lloyd Givens of Chickasha, Doc Harrington of Alec, Tel Cross of Rush Springs, Dylan Kaufman of Tuttle, A.J. Davis of Anadarko, Garrett Malchowski of Dibble, Kyler Vanderbreck of Apache, Cotis Finley of Lindsay, Wyatt Hill, Bridge Creek, Cruz Vargas of Newcastle, and Carson Moore of Marlow. Voting for top linebacker ends on Tuesday. Fans can vote as many times as they want, and they can even add players to the list if they'd like. In recent polls, Chickasha's Hayden McDonald and Apache's Tyler Oliver were top five selections for offensive linemen. Jamie Nance of Blanchard and Camden Pyramid of Tuttle were top five selections for top wide receiver slash tight end. And Chickasha's Austin Albright and Anadarko's Cash Novotny were top 10 picks at quarterback. As high school sports teams for the fall campaigns begin formal practice, many college sports teams are preparing as well. At USAO, the soccer teams will be hitting the field shortly. The men's soccer team's first scrimmage will be at NCAA Division I Oral Roberts University August 14th. The women's first scrimmage will be at Division II East Central University August 16th. And the Drover volleyball team's opening scrimmage will be at home Thursday, August 16th. And the public invited to check out that match for free. USAO will face Randall University from Moore. The competition will start at 5 o'clock. Oklahoma City Dodgers get a 5-4 10-inning victory at Nashville last night. The two teams play a doubleheader this afternoon, and they'll finish up the series tomorrow. The Dodgers will be back at the Bricktown Ballpark Tuesday. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find a link under the news tab, the website powered by the Southern Plains Medical Center and the Spine Center at SPMC. I'm George Plummer.